With the Mets, I mean, tonight there's a chance they could be in the wild card position after tonight's games. And it's just a remarkable turnaround. And the vibes around the team, I mean, even as they've struggled a little bit over the last, you know, right now they're riding high off of the first two wins against the Nationals and you're getting greedy for this sixth game. But even, you know, after, you know, splitting after, you know, probably should have won that series against Washington. You end up splitting that series. You end up splitting the Pittsburgh series. You'll lose the Astros series before that. And so it hasn't been that unbelievable run that was, you know, 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago. But it's still winning baseball as they've taken another series here against Washington. They pounded Patrick Corbin, who, I mean, you want to talk about bad contracts and you want to talk about guys the Mets pound. Well, he's 1-9 on the year. But, I mean, this turnaround and the continue of, you know, I mean, and guys who just show, like, some of the at-bats, too, with the Mets have just... The other day, the home run from Nimmo, I had no idea how that carried all the way. I'm watching the game, too. I'm watching both games at the same time. I thought, I was shocked Vientos' ball. I thought he got jammed on it. He hits it off the wall in right center field, arguably some of the deepest parts of the ballpark. Like, and then Bader, Vientos, Iglesias, and he continues to come through with big hits. I mean, it's really just this Met team right now. The bullpen's a mess. We get it. The bullpen's a mess. They made some moves to try and bolster it. You could see, obviously, guys like Buehler now and guys from the rotation when Senga gets back. Or, you know, that could be where they go. But I just got a tweet right now from, you know, someone who's active with me. Very often it's, you know, he hates me. But Darth Penguin, who I don't want to be on the wrong side of Darth Penguin, but Stern should not mortgage any prospects for a run at this year. I just don't understand that logic whatsoever. I don't understand the idea that you, I'm not saying trade away your best prospects. I think there is a limit. No one's saying you got to go trade for Miller, who saved the game against the Red Sox last night for Oakland. I understand you don't have to, I'm not, you know, I don't think anyone's suggesting going out there and trading away all your best prospects, but the idea that you can't trade from this organization at all to try and bolster this bullpen, try and get somebody in the late innings, try and figure out a way to make this bullpen dynamic. Because honestly, if you have a dynamic bullpen with this team, what don't you have other than the ace? And we'll see what Senga is when he comes back. And Severino, while very, very good, and I do like his stuff, hasn't struck out guys the same way he has in his previous career with the Yankees. And I just don't know if I would call him an ace. But Quintana has pitched fantastic. Again, Severino, I trust. And Kodai Senga last year was a solid number two. So you're talking about, you know, in a playoff series at the bare minimum. And now we'll see what Scott's going to do. You are going to have a rotation for a playoff series with maybe not a one, but multiple twos and multiple threes. And maybe guys who are hoping trending in the direction of giving you more length, but the problem with them is they don't go deep, and that's not a problem, you know, unique to the New York Mets in Major League Baseball. Not many guys go deep. A lot of Yankee fans are praising Stroman. I'm watching the postgame. Hey, Stroman kept him in it. Stroman kept him in it. Stroman couldn't get out of the fifth inning. Like, that's baseball today. I heard a call with Keith talking about Juan Marichal pitching 200 pitches. I mean, this is what we know this isn't it. We know what baseball is. These guys aren't going to go deep. Your bullpen is too important to be in a playoff position. I mean, they could possibly be. The next time you hear my voice after today, the Mets could be in a playoff position. They could be a wild card team. How do you not do what you can to make the one glaring weakness of your team better? Because honestly, yeah, the Dodgers are good. How have they done in the playoffs since 2020? The Braves are good. How have they done in the playoffs since their World Series championship the last couple of years? Yeah, the Phillies are good. They can't be beat. I mean, you are, as far as I'm concerned, right there with any team in the National League. You don't want to. Who knows what next year brings? I have got to see this through. I have to. I have to. They've given me enough. Lindor and this team have given me enough. Yeah, and I put Lindor there right at the top of this because he is the leader of this team. He's made, you know, again, last night, terrific defensive plays. On a ball up the middle, he's got great range up the middle. He's got an incredibly strong arm. Now, I think he's got a fair number of errors this year, but he's still a tremendous defensive player and the leader of this team. And although he goes hitless last night, he's been everything you could have asked for. And, you know, you got guys like when you have years, like if you look at it with the Mets, here's like a special thing. Like when you look at a Met team and you can honestly say, you are getting career years and solid years from your lineup last night, 7-8-9. You could argue you are getting the best Iglesias has ever been in his career. You are getting the best, and now it's not all world or anything, but you are getting the best that Tyrone Taylor has ever been in his entire career, back-to-back nights with a triple. And you are arguably getting, almost inarguably, getting the best Harrison Bader has ever been. You are getting career years, not just nice surprising years, not just, hey, better than I thought. Hey, Bader was supposed to be a fourth outfielder. I mean, he's slight. No, I mean, Bader is hitting 275. 275 with Gold Glove caliber center field defense, along with some pop and clutch hits all year long. I mean, you're getting career years out of Vientos. I mean, I know that's not much of a career, but it's been the best. I mean, you have too many guys. That's how you know you have a special year, right? Like you want to, and again, I'm going to say something that people are going to freak out about. I'm not trying to compare them. But what made the 1998 Yankees special, and I'm not trying to compare the two teams, but Scott Brosius hit 300 and drove in 99 runs from the nine position. Like when you get the bottom of your order having all career, 7-8-9 in the Mets lineup last night is playing the best baseball of their lives. You cannot waste that. Who knows what 7-8-9 look like next year? Who knows? Or the year after, or the year after. This team has done too much offensively. The starting rotation starting to come together. You have got to go bolster this bullpen. And that's it. No one's saying go out of bat. Go trade for Vladimir Guerrero. Go do something crazy. Go, you know, trade away all the prospects you got last year from the Scherzer and Verlander trades and go get the best starting pitcher available. Go get, you know, Chapman and whoever else, to play third base. Not even that you would want to do that. Who would you even, like, no one's suggesting any of that. But you've got to go out there and get legitimate arms and at least one really good, legitimate eighth inning guy. I don't think it's asking for too much. And if it costs you more prospects than you'd like because of this, the way the trade deadline is set up, then it costs you more prospects than you'd like. That's it. You got to do it.